Chapter 7. Candles cast their warm flickering glow over the tables, sending long shadows into the corner of Great Hall. Father Abbot Saxtus dipped his quill pen in the ink. A long bark parchment lay on the table before him. Though the night was late, his duties as recorder were required. Every Redwaller sat silent, the food at table forgotten, as Joseph the Bellmaker stood to relate his dream of the previous night. The words sprang, unbidden, to his lips.
All day I have been struggling to recall the message Martin the Warrior gave to me as I slept, but I could remember nothing until now. So, friends, I will tell you about the dream as it happened. Martin guided my mind through a far country. It looked peaceful and warm, but I could feel fear, the fear of the creatures who live there. I also felt the presence of evil. A shadow loomed, like that of a big animal, a large fox maybe, or even a wolf. Then I heard Martin speak. Birds of cloth that fly o'er water guide trees of the forest through the sea. Where a snake begins, find thy daughter. Go now, turn thou, due to my plea.
Joseph paused. The only sound to be heard was a scratch of Saxtus's pen, who then said,
Thank you, Joseph. I've got that. Is there more?
The bellmaker continued to narrate what he had dreamed.
Oh, yes, there is much more. Martin faded from my mind, and I saw Marielle and Dandin, as clear as I can see you, my friends. They were repeating a verse together. Five will ride the roaring burn, but only four will e'er return. Urgan sits in Gael's royal house. Warrior maid and warrior mouse, say hasten and give aid.
Immediately, a murmur arose from the assembled Redwallers.
Five is ago? Which five?
The ram never said.
Aye, but surely four will come back, that's what he said.
Simeon's stick rapped on the tabletop sharply.
Silence, please, friends,
he said.
You must wait until Joseph has finished speaking.
The bellmaker bowed slightly to the blind herbalist.
Thank you, Simeon. I have not much more to say now. My dream ended with many images. Swirling water, flames, the sounds of battle, and above all, the voice of Martin calling aloud. Bellringer, who'd love to stay, go, with Selahog, I say. Laughing Flower with Eye of Hawk, Digger who would rather walk, Father Mouse with Beard of Grey, five from Redwall go, away.